suck. Can I get you? Yeah,
hey, I'm good.
I'm
ready.
It's
just starting from.
Rakuna.
I'm at Rakuna. At the bottom of Folio 5A.
Are you kidding me? I had so much
coffee. Amar Kupa Koina Makaba Koina. Kupa's Koina Makaba Koina. This might sound familiar to you from the Gemara of Gimel. The Gemara of Gimel says that Minyana Duration Mute Mai. The Minyana Duration Mute Kupa. Will Ravuna Adam Kupa Koina Makaba Koina Lamute Mai? Lamute Khalifa. That was the Gemara there. So we already mentioned this, Ravuna, and we're going to come back to that Gemara in a minute. But what is the Kavachem Rav Huna? Uma kesef she'ino maichel b'tshuma koine chupa she'maichel b'tshuma in a digit tikne. Kesef that does not allow her to eat tshuma because she's still only in Arusa, she's not in a sewer yet. If she marries a koine, she still cannot eat tshuma until nisuin. Chupa, which is nisuin, it allows her to eat tshuma, so it has a stronger koyach. Ain't no din that it should be taken there. So, practicing about it, one second. Kesef and Michael? Who told you that Kesef is not allowed her to eat Shumo? Bamarulu, Dvai Torah, Rusabas Yisrael, Echaduk with Shumo. Shinema, the Koyin, Kiyikin, and Nefesh, Kinin Kaspoy. Baha'i, Kinin Kaspoy. We learned about this when we did that Avi Milun. That a Kinin made with Kesef, Kinin Kaspoy, if the Koyin makes the Kinin with Kesef, it allows it to eat Shumo. So when Arusa Bas Yisrael marries who has Kedusha with the Koyin, could he truma? Could he truma? So why are you making a cup of Koyin that she can't? Why is the halacha that she doesn't eat? The only reason she doesn't eat truma, halacha l'maisa, is the gezer mitarabanan, since between the time that she's in Arusa and the time that she's in the Suwa, she still lives at home. She might give it to her Israeli brothers and sisters. That's the economy that Bannon wants to protect her from. But in terms of the Me'ikar Adin, in terms of the Din Daraisa, if you weren't afraid of this, then Kesef does allow her to eat Shuma. So the Kavach Chaim is not true? And the Parakoki, rather you have to say it like this. Uma Kesef She'enoi Goymer. Koina kesef, which is not goimer, Rashi says she'enu goimer lo yitzia mirshus adiyo. L'mayis yedeh lo yirshus uli yirshusa uli yirushosa. Kesef, she's still in her father's yirshus. Right? The father was still lashing her at that point. The mayis yedeh was to go to the father at that point. And yet, it's koina chupesh agumeres, which is Goymer, which does complete her leaving her father's rishos. Ain't a dinja tikna. So check the Gemara, no. Malu Kesef, Shechein Poizim, Baik Tishin, Baik Tishini. Kesef, you can't bring a Kavach Chaim from Kesef. There's a Pirche in the Kavach Chaim there. Because Kesef itself has a strength. What's that? It's Poizim, Baik Tishin, Baik Tishini. It's for the Kesef Maizu Shaini. You can't say that Kesef can do it, so certainly Chupa can do it. I don't have a Kesef, maybe Kesef is strong, right? So Bia Techiach. So Bia will prove it, right? Substitute Kesef for Bia, just like Bia is not Goymer and yet it's Koine. Chupa, which is Goymer, should be Koine. No, that's not right either. Mother Bia should be Yavama. Maybe beer stronger because we find beer that's coined by Yavama. So Kesef Yechiev, so prove it from Kesef, because we're dig. Right? The strength that we're applying to beer and the strength we're applying to Kesef are not the same. Beer you can't be fighting the Hektish, and Kesef you can't marry Yavama. So what's the Tzad HaShav Shabbat? Shukonim Ba'am of a Koine Kan. The Tzad HaShav is that we find these Kinyonim elsewhere. Kesef and beer we find Kesef by a lot of places, and you know, they have it by Avodim or by Karka, and Bia we find by Yavama. So the koine ba'alma and the koine kan for kedushin. Af and the yavi chuppah she koine ba'alma for koine kan. So too I'll say by chuppah just like it's koine ba'alma, meaning it's koine to be goimer. It's koine to create any suin. So too, it's koine kan to create the kedushin. Or like Rashi says, to be in place of the kedushin, which we spoke about last time, also that Deek and Rashi. But that's what it says. Yeah? Good. Which the Gemara is going to ask soon. I mean, what do you mean? You're comparing, you're saying Chup is coming on the Queen of Alma, but it's only Queen of Alma after the level of Kesef. So therefore, you want to build it from there that it can be coined instead of Kesef. We'll see. The Gemara is going to ask them Kasher soon. But that's the cover comment the Gemara makes. Okay. So on that aspect, the Gemara, 1 second. But there's a Sada Shoda between B and Kesef, which Kupa doesn't have. So there's a Sada Shoda between B and Kesef, which Kupa doesn't have. So now you lost your cover comment again. You lost your, the Ramban calls it really Nematzinu, but yeah, why? Is that the Gemara? Ma'ala Sada Shoda Shemen Shechen and Dawson Maruba. D and Kesef is different because they have a Na. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but there is. But even by a Handas
Maruba.
Even by a Pruta, it's called a Na. Pruta can buy something.
Yes. Really? Besides the woman, you can't get anything.
That's not true. That's true.
No, obviously back then it had.
You get something, but it's, you know, there's a level of a knob. It wouldn't be a level of a knob, it wouldn't work. That's what the
Gemara
says.
Gemara
says,
who are
not?
Gemara
saying,
that is more
a knob.
A knob from Ruben. Whoa, I got the fruit.
You say, why say Hanuk to Ruba? You say Hanuk.
I got a fruit of them. That's why it's different than Stack. Because Stack is worth a hundredth of a fruit or less.
No, because Stack doesn't have to be worth anything.
The paper has value.
It doesn't happen.
Huh?
Well, but the value is not what you Mekadosh
are. I understand that we're discussing now that the Stack of the things is that Bia and Shabbat have a lot of Hanah.
Yes,
you can get more Hanah than a fruit out of a star.
It has.
So if you get more Hanah, if it's a nice star, it's worth more. You can use the
bathroom.
If it's hard,
much off it's the table. I know,
maybe,
but that's different.
Maybe
it has
Hanah more than just being married. You just want to say Grisha Kanat. You like that. That's the whole point of
Kanat. I hear. You saw the Pasha? I can look up the Pasha. Alright. Right, Jim. So Mala Zodja Vajabajuk and Nazim Ruba. So Shtayuchir. Star doesn't have enough. Mother Sharjachin might see Babas is so. Star is a koyach that it can give a get. Because of the Yahuichu, 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 because So, we're learning after all three because of Star and Bia, so the Shavish of the Hen, the Koine in other places and the Koine here, so to Chuppah. Directly, the Mother, Mother, the Shavish of the Hen, she can just about Kocho. Coming around to Chuppah. Because all three, because of Star and Bia, all have Bakorcho. Star is Bakorcho by Get, Bia is Bakorcho by Yavama, and Kesav has Bakorcho by where? And I'm a Bria. You're a Buna. Kesav, we have the Ishus lo Ashkar Bakorcho. So Buna will say back to you, no, we don't find Kesav Bakorcho by Ishus. And since we don't find Kesav Bakorcho by Ishus, so we go, so we do not say that the Tzadah Shoveh is Bakor. What do we say? We say the Tzadah Shoveh is Shekoyin Ba'am of Kohen Kan, and therefore I can say Chuppah also. That's the Maskana of what Rav Huna is saying. So Amar Rav Shnei Tshuvas B'Dom. I have two tainas on that. Chado the Sholish Nan without Leit Nan. So the first taina is the Mishra says three, not four. So where are you taking Chuppah from? Now this line is very interesting, because if we were medayik, if you can think all the way back to that Gimel and Aleph, we were medayik in the Gemara, an interesting thing. Look back to Gimel and Aleph for a second. It's a shtickle steer of the two Gemaras. Because in the Gimel it's said like this, Minyan Nevei Shemutim Ba'i, Minyan Nevei Shemutim Ba'i, Minyan Nevei Shemutim Chupa. Why is it saying three? To make a nice chupa, correct the Gemara. Ulu Ebor, it's Amar Chupa, Koine, Mekam Koine. So then, Lemute Ma'i, then what's the Gimel coming to make a nice? Lemute Chalib. Now, at that point of the Gemara, it sounds like the Gemara was very happy. Oh, it sounds like the Gemara was very happy with Rav Huna at that point. Oh, you defended Rav Huna. Three is not being Mamayt Chupa, it's being Mamayt Chalib. But we asked ourselves, yeah, but it still says three. It still says three, and Chup is not one of them. So we had a whole shtick of Torah. I don't know if you remembered it. Maybe you do. Not as much faith to answer why the Gemara wasn't bothered by that kasha. But one thing is clear: the Gemara on Hamid Beis is bothered by that kasha. So what happened? It's a steer in Gemara, is it? The Gemara here is clearly mashma that once we found Chalipin, we weren't to say that the number three is Mamayt Chalipin. Rav Huna was okay. Whatever you're going to learn, Pshat and Bari, how are you going to learn? He's saying the Gemara and Gemon Biz already knew the Kasher and the Teretz from the Gemara and Haman Biz. Yeah, I'm saying it's a funny thing. The Gemara there isn't bothered with Chal. All of a sudden, Rav over here, I mean, okay, this is the Ikka Sugya of Rav Huna, but over there, the Gemara was dawning on this very question. What does Gimel come to be my mind? So here, Rav says, it only says three, not four. Right? So Kup is out also. So what did Gemara Dav Gimel think? It's a funny shot with tire. Yeah, so I mean, we wanted to say a tire to Gemara Dav Gimel. The Shiva said a tire to Gemara Dav Gimel. But either way, it's a steer to this Gemara because this Gemara is saying, this Gemara is bothered by the Kasha. I don't know, it's a funny, I don't know, maybe you can say, yeah, the Gemara Dav Gimel also would have been, that Shaka V'Tayr there, I already knew the Teretz of the Shaka V'Tayr here. Shaka V'Tayr is in Gemara's, don't have to go in order, you know that, the Ritva speaks it out, and other, you know, I forgot what the Ritva says, it's more than one place, but Shaka V'Tayr later, earlier in the Gemara, could have happened, it's not necessarily in order, you understand what I mean? Shaka V'Tayr and the Gemara are collections of different discussions that went on in different Bukhim Midrashes of the Amoraim. So, I don't know, but it's a funny thing. Rav Gimel, they already knew this question and answer. I don't know. A Kapanim Tzahar. Yeah? So, what did Rav say? That's the first question. And the second question is, V'oid, Klum Kup Gomeris Elai De Kedushin. You want to say that just like Kup is Goymer Ba'alma, it's Goymer Kan. That was the term of Alma's only because you had the first step of Kiddushin and then you have the Chuppah. The Chigamim Chuppah Shalai De Kiddushin, the Chuppah Shalai De Kiddushin. How could you learn out the Chuppah? Ah, if it works after the Kiddushin, then for sure it's going to work even without the Kiddushin. What do you mean? Maybe the whole Koyach of Chuppah is only the whole Gup is coming after the Kiddushin. Your first kasha. That's not a kasha. Why? Tana milsa the tziva behedrik tani milsa the tziva behedrik like a tani. The Mishnah says guys if you start in dia, it doesn't have to mention.
So why did they answer over there on Dav Gimel?
Ah, so it could be like this.
I was really dealing with.
Well, it's dealing with three, not four.
No, but the question there is, the question what even might? I don't want to go down the whole road of...
But for 1 second, so it could be a two different things. Oh, I'm just thinking, yeah, well, maybe this is what you mean. The Gemara is answering here, is the Mishnah only said things Mefurish in the Pasuk. If you're going to learn how to clip it from a Kabbalah, that's not called Mefurish in the Pasuk, so the Mishnah is not Mefurish to say it. So according to this Gemara...
The numbers are relevant.
Oh, so it's not a taina on Rav Huna. It's not a taina, according to this Gemara. It's not a taina on Rav Huna that is not mentioned in the Mishnah. The problem was, in other words, it's not a taina that is not in the Mishnah. It says three and not four. We have a teretz for that kasha. And that's the Gemara of Hamid Beis. The Gemara of Gimel was interested in it. not because it says three and not four. The Gemara there was interested in, the Mishnah goes out of its way to say three. I could count, why is the Mishnah saying three? Terry says it's a specific meal the Mishnah is trying to make. And that we said is Mimamai Tavuna. No, it's Mimamai Tavuna. Of course, Tavuna can't be. So the Terry says, you're right, Mimamai Tavuna. So once we found Khalifin, the specific meat is coming for Khalifin, Ravuna is okay. Aye, but the Mishnah still only says three things. You're right, that's the Gemara that David Bays deals with that kasha. That's a different kasha. All right, very good. I think that's the portion of Shah. What do you say? Yeah, very good. The one kasha is, what does Gimel in the Mishnah being the might? The word Gimel, the word Shalish is coming to the might something. The other kasha is that the Mishnah only says three things, not four things. Which means you have to read the Gemara a little bit. You have to, I mean, it's a chiddush because it means you have to read the Gemara by us when it says the words Gimel Nan Dalad Lois Nan. It doesn't mean the word Shalish. Yeah, it's a chiddush though. When Rava said Shalish Nan, no, it's a bunch of trouble you could have learned. The Shalish Nan means the Mishnah says the word Shalish. That, yeah, I think that's Gimel. That's what Gimel's talking about. Yeah, but that's a meal. That's Gemara, that's Gimel.
No, hey, so this
no,
is...
No,
it's
not the number.
Hey, that's not hey.
The
no, right. But not hey.
Gimel.
That's what I'm saying. So on Daf Hamid Beis, when Rava says Shalish Nan, what we're learning is, like, you could have thought Rava meant Shalish Nan.
No.
The Mishnah says the word
Shalish.
Oh, we're learning, right? That's a Chiddush. Not necessarily. I don't know. It's more. If we don't have this problem with Gimel, I would have said it's Mashma. Shalish Nan means the Mishnah says Shalish.
We do have a problem.
Oh, so I'm not okay, but I'm just speaking out that we're saying Chiddush now. The answer up to the Moed, we're giving a Kaddish, that the Shalish Nan that David Beis doesn't mean the word Shalish. It means there's only three things in the Mishnah. All right, very good. Okay. Fine. Which, by the way, if that's true, then right. And then the service we said to the Kashan of Gimel, the Rashi is Malik, you won't need to really answer up that Kashan. Because that's not a Kashan. We're answering it up differently. Because it's Mandav Hamid Beis, we're answering that Kashan differently. We're saying it's not Shvan Rapun in the fact that it says three. For other reasons. Okay, fine. Givaldik, so that's the first service. What about Rabba's other Kasha? With the karma klum kuba gomeret elai de kedushin that kasha rafuda nami achi kamar uman kesef sheino koimer acher kesef koine kuba shikomeret after kesef ele didn't pick that. You're right, rafuda is reading that into the kaba koimer. We know that kuba ba'alma, the kuba of ba'alma only works after kesef, but whole group is the kaba koimer. If you do kesef in the kedushin, and then do kesef again for the nisuin, the second kesef won't help. So kesef for nisuin after kesef kedushin doesn't help, but chuppah for nisuin after kesef kedushin does help. So the chuppah has a stronger thing than kesef does. For mela, chuppah should be able to help with the kedushin too.
Really? It is, you know, it's big borrowed, so we have to be respectful.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. You see a koyak of kapo, the kesef doesn't have.
No,
no, we're saying that it could. We're saying, you have to be able to find the spot that kapo works with and kesef doesn't. If you can prove that, then you can say where kesef does work, kapo certainly works. So if kesef after kesef doesn't work, and kupa after kesef does, then and kesef works for kedushin, kupa should work for kedushin.
Maybe kesef.
I mean, it's not that much worse than the other kabbalah.
Right. I don't know,
there's
people out there.
In other words, the book
is
only part to
read
something.
I mean, it's not there,
it's all there. It's not there by someone else.
Maybe not. Maybe not. We're trying to prove not that way. That's what we know. That's the given.
But like you're saying, what about all the problems they had? Why are those not? Why is Kabbalah going to work? We just said that we know that it's not a shabbat. And therefore,
Listen,
why
the fact that
Kesef, because we know that Kesef has certain things that are stronger.
The fact that Kesef,
right?
No, but we're bringing the Kabbalah from all three, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Bring the Kabbalah from all three, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. All three of these.
Be Kohen but not Gomer.
Are Kohen Baal and Kohen Nakan, but it can't be Gomer. And what could be Gomer?
Yes, but they achieve, they each one of those achieved something. Kesef on its own achieved, it makes her not allowed to be with other men, and etc., etc. But it doesn't, Gomer, it's not strong enough to bring her into that.
Yeah, well,
that Kupa is able to bring her into his house, but only because she's reached a certain level of disconnect from her previous life or connection to this guy. So the fact that it can finish something of sorrow doesn't mean that it can also bring a effect that change. That change is affected by someone else.
Yeah, but
the fact that Kesef can't, I would have to say, well, maybe like the last Kupa is doing, which is not so major.
Oh,
it must be major because Kesef can't do it.
Oh, so that's the point, right. In other words, you're right. So it's less because the job's already halfway done. But, sorry, Kesef can't do that job.
There are things that Philip
and Kupa can.
There's a reason for that. Maybe
Kesef can't do it. Kesef can certain things. I think
so what's the reason? Do they have a fear for the government? We have to have a fear for the government. No, maybe it's because of X, Y, and Z. Fine, but the Gemara doesn't have a theory. The Gemara doesn't find another reason why.
What else does it besides Kupa? What else does it besides Kupa? Nothing, right?
Right.
So maybe this is pretty great, but Kupa should
be the
last
thing. The wheels of a car enable the car to drive on the road, which the rest of the car can't do without the wheels. Doesn't mean the wheels on their own are able to provide you with a car that you can sit in and drive in. It's like, it's that it can complete something which the other thing doesn't do, doesn't mean that it also has the functionality of the other thing. All these couple of comments have been problematic. This one's a good
one. My cousin is showing them on Kupa is, right?
This one, my mistake,
you may have it there. One
thing
I think it's another coil. So because this doesn't have that coil, that must have that coil. Well, no. In pure Kalahoma land,
mathematically,
you
can hear it. In a real Kalahoma land, there are certain parameters.
I think all these Kalahoma
are. In this book, they're like really stretching the line. This one, though, I think
these Kalahoma are.
If all things were equal, and then you were left with Kupa can do something
that Kesef can't.
It really should do that.
But you say no. Of course, there's a result. The nature of Kupa, like Mishraim say, what's Kupa? Because of Mishraim, the Kupa is a muscle of a shoe
side. Right,
that's a muscle of a shoe side. You call it maybe those things only help, they only help for Goymer. Right? So maybe, right?
And that's very serious. Imagine to bring her to his shoes if he hasn't been Machnail time. It could be very serious.
No, that accomplishes the condition. That's what everyone wants to say.
Yeah, but
everyone is right. It's not a problem.
Right.
He's trying to
put
it down.
Oh, it could be a problem.
No, it depends. If you hold it works, that's not a problem. But you're saying like this, they're citing maybe the very nature of Kupa is something which can only work as a Goymer. So what the Kupa also gets him does? That's not because Kupa is a Milo Bekesef. That's because in the nature of what Nisuan is accomplishing, Kupa is the thing you need to use. I'm not like the Shem say, Nasa Mishu's say it.
And that is not the Chuppah, it's not the Ketav should be
done.
You don't want Ketav.
Right,
because
everyone else
knows.
Right. Don't want Nasa Mishu's say it. Okay.
Well, okay.
I hear.
Okay, that's got to be an answer. It's a good question.
It's very hard. I told you already before, but these Kabbalah Chaimers is a very hard thing to do. They're like different types of Kabbalah Chaimers than we're used to. I don't know. Believe that if I find the kasha over Shabbos and then answer, I will let you know.
They do research.
You have the kasha? Why are we focusing during the kasha? I wouldn't have the kasha. I find right there. No, ready? Turn her up on. Kesef, Kesef, Nosim, or Kesef, or Yishov, Kesef. Omer, the Ariat, and Kadeshus, Lee. Ariat, who rests with Lee, Ariat, Lee, the Insulin. Harei zu mekudeshet. Aval hi, shenosna v'amr hi, harei nu mekudeshet l'cha, harei nu muret l'cha, harei nu l'cha l'intu, harei nu mekudeshet. So the Braisa says, nosan hu v'amr hu mekudeshet, nosna hi v'amr hi, harei nu mekudeshet. That's the Braisa. So maskal v'rapop. Time the nosan hu v'amr hu. So if you have the medayik in the ratio, you say it like this. That the reason the condition works is why? Nosan hu v'amr hu. Oh, which would imply nosan hu v'amr hi. Ain't mekudesh. If he gives the kesef and she says, harei ani mekudesh, it doesn't work. Okay, that's a good diyuk. But now, I'm a sefer. What does the sefer the price say? Aval hi shem nosan hu loy v'amr hi. Loy avi kiddushin. Nas no hiv amri hi, it's not a good kiddushin. Time, why is it not good? The nas no hiv amri hi? Ha, nas no hiv amri hi. If he gave somebody and she said, it would be, yeah, good. Av kiddushin. So it's a stira. The ratio is mashma, nas no hiv amri hi is no good. And the state is mashma, nas no hiv amri hi is, yeah, good. So the first starts of the Gemara is, ratio dafka, safe within this book. You have to learn the ratio dafka. The diak and the ratio dafka, nasan hu v'amr hi, is no good. And the safe is lav dafka. When the safe is said, nasan hu v'amr hi, so you can't even die from there. Lav dafka. Nasan hu, if it would be nasan hu v'amr hi, it's also no good. The correct Gemara, but talking safe, it looks the sasul of the ratio. Dr. Ashi, Vatana Sefa, Milk is not the ratio, bit me up, Chiamina, because Tuk Tuk in a Nas, but when could you get away with saying Lab Dapka? Midilo is strictly Mishne, if it's not in Bechdi, if it didn't have to say it and it said it for no reason, okay, so it said it, sometimes the price could say something extra. I'm a Sefa, the Sus, the ratio, of Tani Tana, but the Tana's not going to put in a Lab Dapka here, that's a complete steer to the ratio. Why would you do that? This is the pshat. Nasan hu v'amr hu pshita da v'kiddusha. That's posh. Nasan hu v'amr hi nase kemish nasan hi v'amr hi v'lo yavi kiddusha. The way up to the price is that the ratios be medayik to you that nasan hu v'amr hi is not a good kiddusha. And when the sefer katan the nasan hi v'amr hi, it just means that it just means to be madgish that the middle case of nasan hu v'amr hi is just as bad as nasan hu v'amr hi, which means it's no good. Rashi, hachi kamar seifa. This is what the seifa say. Aval shina mimash amarnu. If you mishana anything from the ratio, kagoyin shenasan hu v'amr hi, nasa keilu nasan hu v'amr hi. It's the same thing as nasan hu v'amr hi. Then we could actually the binin ki kachish, and that's not ki kachish. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. Your boy is saying the second teretz of the Gemara. Nasan hu v'amr hu mekudesh. Nasan hu v'amr hi ein mekudesh. Nasan hu v'amr hi sveika hi. V'chashinan midrabanan. Rashi, Nasan hu domi le miki kachish, v'amr hi domi le si kachish le ish, v'chashin mit rabbanan shebo ache v'kitcha tzicha get mishneyem. Because it's a topic. Shem v'lo ha yusha arishan kedushin v'chol le kedushay sheni, or shem v'sha arishan kedushin v'lo yusha al sheni. And the first was Makadish and Isha, was Nasan hu, he gave her the kesef, v'amr hi and she said around, v'kadash and v'cha, it's a topic kedushin, we don't, it's a topic. Okay, and if it's a suffix, so someone else would give a kiddushin a minute later, in the right way, you would need a get from both. Right.
And in the same way?
What?
In the same way.
No.
This way.
Wow. Hold on a second. One second, I said the second guy did it the right way. What if the second guy also did it in the suffix way? Also, but also two guests, no? Maybe, no. No. What would you need from guests?
No.
One guest.
From?
The first guy.
What happened?
Second guy wouldn't need him.
Huh?
Why am I saying that? The case of Rashi that you need to get in Shnei means the second, what did the second, the first guy was Maslan Hu Ba Amri. What was the second guy?
Did both.
What? Both what? Maslan Hu Ba Amri.
Yeah.
Oh. That's what I'm saying also. Why? The second guy did the same.
Otherwise there wouldn't be anything.
No, not the
second guy.
Oh,
there wouldn't be anything. The second guy did the same thing the first
guy
did, then it's stopping me. Because if it works, it's going to work for the
first guy. Oh, that's why. Because if it's a good Kiddushin, she's going to marry to the first guy. If it's not a good Kiddushin, she's not married to either of them. So there's no case, there's no possibility for being married to the second guy.
Let's say...
But if the second guy keeps him both to move on her hoof, so then it's time to...
Unless... Unless... The first guy, she was just in Kabbalah, the second guy, she wants to be Kabbalah with Kiddushin.
No, but we're talking about
Let's say her dash. Could her dash make a difference?
If she didn't want to get married, you're asking a stopper question.
No,
you
don't know what happened to the first one.
He
gave the money, didn't say anything.
No, she said.
No,
she didn't. Yeah. Nothing
with the that's the case. But understand, why in the case of, let's say the guy did it the right way.
The
second time.
No, so then she might be married to that guy. So she'll need two guests. Because maybe not to do about Amrihi is not a Kiddushin.
So what did she get to get from the first guy? What does it accomplish?
No, because it's a stomach either way. Maybe Nasan Huba Amri, he is a Kedushin, and therefore she's married to the first guy. Maybe it's not a Kedushin, and therefore she's married to the second guy.
Okay.
The second guy was Nasan Huba Amri.
I mean, she needs to get her, if she was divorced, the second guy.
If she wants to marry a third guy, she needs to get them both.
She wants to marry, she also wants to marry a third guy.
Oh, you're asking what if Stam she wanted to...
I'm saying, in the case where it says she needs to get from both guys, I mean, if she now wants to marry a third guy, she would need it from the first guy and the second guy?
Yeah.
Okay, what about right now, before she marries?
Yeah, what does she want to do?
She needs to get from the first guy?
If she what does she want to do?
She already married the second guy.
She married to two people. Yeah.
She did that, right?
There's a suffix marriage to both of them.
So what does she have to do? She has to go back now and get from the first guy.
Right.
Okay. Okay, right?
And then what does she want to do? Stay married to the second guy?
I mean, what's the case? What are we talking about? When it says she needs to get from both, what are we talking
about? From both.
When? Why? Right now?
If she wants to get married again, she needs to get from both.
She wants to get married. What about
you? You're saying what if she does want to get married again? What does she want
to
do?
Stay married to the second guy.
The second guy?
Yeah. Oh.
Then, get to get from the first guy.
How is it different than the case where she gets married?
No, get to get, go with you for a second. Get to get from the first guy.
Yeah.
And the second guy.
Obviously, no problem.
Oh, no.
Unless she got married to him.
No, it's not official. Yeah, I'm saying. Second guy.
Okay.
Could be also.
They're working on that. But here's what
the second guy also.
Here's what they married. Here's what they married to the second guy. She needs to get from him and get remarried. She might get married to this sir.
Aira, because the start when he gave her the condition.
Married.
Married.
Okay. How about so? What about the case where she gets married again the wrong way? Why is it different? Why is
the second guy? Because.
Why is it different? She got married?
No.
Not a marriage for the first
different because they're different because the second guy is definitely 100% without any kind of something at all, not married to her. In your case. In the case where the second guy also did.
I did have something conditioned.
No. But not for the second guy.
The first guy, not for the second guy.
Second guy, definitely not. Definitely not. 0% chance.
He's definitely not married to her.
Why? Because not son who, but Amr he is a suffix Kedushin. Right?
Right.
That means there's two possibilities. It's a good Kedushin or it's not a good Kedushin. If it's a good one, she's married to the first guy.
If it's not a good one, she's not married to
the first guy. And the second guy, she's not married to. If it's not a good one, she's not married to either one. So either way, the second guy, she's not married to. The only possibility is...
What if it was good?
Then she's married to the first guy.
But
the first guy.
What did she get from
him? I don't think I'm doing anything. I'm talking about right now. Does she need to get from the second guy? The answer is no. Let's talk about the simple case. Whoever she wants to marry. Does she need to get the second guy right now? No.
You're saying she got married. You're saying if she's married,
she's not married to the second guy.
She's married to the first guy, the second
guy. Right.
She can't get married to somebody.
Right. And if not to Nuba Amr, he is not good, then neither could do she from Amr. So either way, the second guy's not
good. I suppose, he said that the case, he said maybe she needs to get divorced.
This
guy? Even of course, she might have been divorced from the second guy.
That's right.
Because she might have gotten married to the guy. But no, because if it worked the first time,
no,
she got married the right way, it also was nothing.
Right, and if it didn't work the first one didn't work?
And the first one...
And she is married.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay.
So the suffix, whether she's married to the first or the second, that's the suffix.
So she doesn't need to get a gift from the second guy? So they married him? And I'm proud
of him. Let's talk about she wants to marry a third guy, and then you'll see what I'm saying. And then you can apply to that case. It's an easier way to do it. I mean, she wants to marry a third guy. In the case where the second guy is not son who, the Omer who, she's two gets. And the case of the second guy is not Saruba Omri, he's one get. If we can agree on that, then we can start applying it to your case.
That I understand.
Oh!
If the first guy was a good Kiddushin, the second guy was nothing.
Right.
So don't get it needed from him. Just from the first guy.
Oh.
Right? Right? And if it was nothing, she doesn't need to get from him.
Right. So it's only one.
Yeah.
But the second guy was Nelson Hoover Amaru.
If the first one was good, so you have to get against it then. But if it wasn't good. If it was good, then the second guy, you wouldn't need something. But if it wasn't good, the second guy is the guy.
You need
two. But now.
Now, your question is just in the case we have a topic of the second division, if it was Kyle, which was met the first guy, but you want to match the second guy, so look how you're right. Should meet again and then get married again. Because that's true. But I'm just saying, in the case where it's not some Rubal Mahi by the second guy.
If that's what it's on, when it says that she needs to
then
be dead, it's talking about because she wants to marry a third guy.
Yeah, or you could say it in your way. She wants to stay married to the second guy. But there's a side that the first two you can take your way also. It's not a problem.
Well, I'm asking practically if that's how it works. That's the reason why.
Yeah, it makes sense. It definitely makes sense that even if she wants to marry the second guy, then you would need a get. That makes sense, because again...
Well, especially once you're making that first guy give a get, you are basically
right.
Putting into place
that it would stay married. That's right.
And this marriage wasn't...
So it makes sense that it's a side, that this marriage, even if it was, right, there was the condition was given, was married to somebody else. So yeah.
But that's true.
So if you want to stay married to the second guy, you need to get the
note. Either way, it's done the second time.
Yeah. But,
even in the wrong way, if it's done the wrong way the second time, she should get a get from.
No way. How could you get a get from someone who's not married to him?
She did it the wrong way the first time and the second time. Now you're saying the first guy's got to give her a kiss. Why? Because it might have been a good
time. Might be married.
But then if she might have married him, that means it's this time also. That means it worked, right? If she married him, it worked the first time.
It's a suffix. We don't know. On the side that it worked. Yeah.
Same thing worked. So now you have the second guy doing the same exact thing, so you have to assume it worked.
Nope.
Why?
Because there's a first guy. Now, if it worked,
because what you mean,
she's already married
there's
to
only
the first
two
guy.
No, I know.
But if it didn't work, then she's not married to the first guy.
There has to be a definition to Nelson of Amrihi. It doesn't change.
But then in our case, even where he's at the right,
oh,
why
well,
did she
get right.
it again?
Because
only
maybe she's married him.
Only for the third guy you have to
get. Or if she wants to stay married to him and do the Kiddushin over, because when he gave her the Kiddushin, she might have been married to the first guy.
But
either
we just said that if she was married to him, the second one didn't work anyway.
No, we don't know.
But you just said to me, if it was a good Kiddushin the first one, then when he tries to come and do it and get married to her, it doesn't work anyway. It's blocked. So don't get it.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't a good Kiddushin. Maybe the person wasn't a good Kiddushin. And she married to the second guy.
No, but once you're saying you need to get from that guy,
Well, the point is, they got to do it over because we don't know what happened. You need a gap because maybe you need a gap because. Maybe you are married to him.
Okay.
But.
So that topic's not enough to make the guy. Second
guy. I'm excited to marry him. On the side that the first one was fouled.
Then you will say what?
Then you're not married to him. Right?
Yeah, so why did the second guy.
You gotta get from the first guy.
The second guy need to get from then.
No, just.
Why?
You have to do the Kedushin over it. You're asking to just do the Kedushin over and don't get a gap.
Well, I don't know enough, but if the point is, if the marriage can't be chowed, because...
You're right, you're right, do the Kedushin over, you won't get it. Enough and out.
It's not a Kedushin over.
Do the Kedushin over.
So then, if we're saying that you don't get from both of them, so then when we say you don't get from both of them, that's the case she wants to marry to a guy.
Sorry. Yeah.